Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Governor, I thank you for being here. The podium is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor to be here this morning, and I appreciate your kind words, and that introduction is very touching. If there's one thing we've learned in this election season, by the way, it is that a few words from Bill Clinton can do a man a lot of good.
Yes, there's the Mitt Romney cracking a joke with former President Bill Clinton at the Clinton Global Initiative in New York this week. Does it make you think that this is all a big game and you're just a pawn? And all of these, the references back and forth. I mean, think about what happened 4 years ago when there was this really strong tension between the Clintons and Mr. Obama, and it all evaporated after the election, or did it really? And then the suggestion, and we have some more audio from that, from Bill Clinton, that Romney is somebody to pay attention to. And why did he invite him to the Global Initiative in New York? Presidential race is where we get started on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the hot hits. The presidential race, certainly number one. We'll spend most of our time this hour on all of this with your calls coming up later on. If you want to get in the queue, help yourself. 800-510-8255. I'll try to touch on things from both sides of the fence. We'll start with Joe Scarborough, who unloaded on Mika Brzezinski for mischaracterizing what he said about President Obama.
He hasn't tried, just like he hasn't tried with a lot of members on the Hill in both parties, and you hear it from both parties. We've been hearing for several years that this president will go to a country, give a speech, and then leave. And I've heard from one diplomat after another, it's as if he thinks the speech itself is the ends, and not a means to the ends, which, of course, is completely opposite of what George H.W. Bush did throughout his entire life.
I'm not sure what your criticism is.
My criticism is he hasn't done a job that a commander-in-chief needs to do.
So he's weak on foreign policy? You're really going to say
Mika, I didn't say that. If you're going to jump in to try to defend a defenseless president, please get it right. What I'm talking about right here is what the New York Times is writing. He doesn't build personal relationships. That's hurt us in Washington. It's why we have gridlock in Washington. And it's why we have a mess in the Middle East. Whether you're talking about Bill Clinton, the guy who was the master. He was the master. Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush. They weren't afraid to talk to other politicians and leaders in a way that built relationships.
Wars,
so when there's time of crisis, you know what? I didn't say George W. Bush. I said George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton.
There they are, and they have become great friends, getting beyond the sort of personalities there. Bill Clinton and George Bush, the father, are great friends. And so, I go back to what I said. Do you feel like a pawn in a game of people talking a lot and saying not much, and the news media writing and producing a lot and saying less? President Obama and his wife Michelle were on The View yesterday. The View is a program that's produced during the midday. A lot of women like to watch it. I feel like it adds something to their day. Pretty interesting conversations. Barbara Walters asked the president how he thinks things would turn out if Mitt Romney won in November.
Would it be disastrous for the country if Mitt Romney were elected?
Well, you know, I think America is so strong, and we've got so much going for us that we can survive a lot. But the American people don't want it to survive. We want everybody to thrive. We want folks to have a shot at success. And so the question then just becomes, whose policies are more likely to lead us to where we want to go? And I'll give you a very clear example. Governor Romney on 60 Minutes was asked, does he think it's fair that he pays a lower tax rate than somebody who's making $50,000 a year? And he said, yes, I think it's fair, and I also think that's the way you get economic growth. The notion being that if people at the top have more income, they'll invest and they'll create jobs. I've just got a different vision about how we grow an economy. I think, Barbara, that you grow an economy from the middle out, not from the top down. And that when the teacher and the bus driver and the receptionist and the office manager, when they've got a little money in their pockets, when they're doing well, then that means business has more customers. That means business makes more profits. They hire more workers. And that's been the history of our country, is we grow fastest when the middle class is doing well and when folks who are trying to get in the middle class have ladders of opportunity. So that's a different vision about how we move the country forward. And, you know, ultimately it's going to be up to the American people to make a decision about, you know, who's got the better plan.
I'm voting for him.
800-510-8255. That's no surprise. Joy Behar suggesting she's voting for him. That was Michelle? That was Michelle. Okay, thank you. Sound like Joy. All right, thank you, Michael, for clarifying that. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. All right, so whether you think Barbara Walters is on the left, some people think she is. Somebody that you know who's on The View is not, is Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and here she asked the president a pretty important question.
Some concerns that I think many Americans may have right now, especially lie with the recent findings by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and U.S. Census, so including the median household income that flatlined and fell across the board this year. Income gap, which we talk about all the time between the poor and the richest, actually grew to the widest it's been in 40 years, and 23 million Americans are out of work or have just stopped looking. Some would ask, is it unfair to assume that Mitt Romney may fail the middle class when, statistically speaking, they'd argue that your administration is failing the middle class? How do you respond to that?
Well, look, we've gone through the toughest economy, the worst financial crisis, and the worst recession since the Great Depression. And that's not a surprise to anybody. We've been living it for the last 4 years. And everything that we've done has been designed to deal with not only the immediate crisis, but make sure that the middle class, which had been struggling for a decade before that, is feeling more secure. So, you know, because of the actions that we took, we've got an auto industry that's back on top. We've created now 30 consecutive months of private sector job growth. The unemployment rate has dropped, although it's still way too high. And the question now, I think, for the American people is, how are we going to move forward in a way that assures that if you work hard in this country, if you take responsibility for yourself and your family, you can get ahead? And what this campaign is really going to end up being about is a choice between two fundamentally different visions about how you do that. Governor Romney, I think, is a good man and means well, but the policies he's putting forward are precisely those policies that got us into this mess. Tax cuts skewed towards the very top, rolling back regulations, for example, that we've placed on Wall Street to assure that we don't have another taxpayer-funded bailout. And what I've been trying to do is to put forward an agenda that says, let's bring manufacturing back to our shores. Let's make sure that everybody's getting a good education and kids can afford to go to college. Let's develop all of our sources of energy, not only oil and gas, but also wind and solar. Let's reduce our deficit in a balanced way so that we make sure that we're not sticking it to the middle class as we reduce the deficit. But we ask all of us to do a little bit more, including folks like us who can afford to pay the same tax rates that we paid under Bill Clinton when we created 23 million new jobs. So you've got two different visions.
All right. I think we've gotten as much out of that as probably we can on the fairness scale. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. What's your attitude at the moment about all of this? The email address is doug@dougstefan.com here on The Countdown.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another? Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-581-9496. That's 1-800-581-9496.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255, presidential race front and center. In a few moments, we're going to hear from Jay Leno's program as he talked to Ann Romney. We heard from The View and President Obama being on there. Right now, though, it's time for us to listen to radio host Ray Appleton talking to political pollster Scott Rasmussen about how the polls differ from that he's doing from some of the others that are out there.
One thing that I'd like you to explain to our audience here, your polling, how it differs from the other polls out there, which have really taken the bad rap lately for oversampling Democrats, undersampling independents. Explain how that works and why they are doing that and why you don't.
Well, one of the biggest differences between some of the polls that you read are between registered voter polls and likely voter polls. Right. Ours are always likely voters. And the difference comes very simply in the fact that some Democratic-leaning constituencies, like young adults, are less likely to show up and vote than their elders. And so that means if you have a sample of registered voters, you're going to have too many Democrats in it at this point in time. Also, there are differences in terms of estimating who's going to show up, even among likely voter polls. We are very consistent in showing, the range, the expected turnout will be somewhat between what we saw in 2008, which was a very good year for Democrats, and what we saw in 2004, a very good year for Republicans. Some of the other polling out there right now does show a more Democratic year even than in 2008.
What is your polling telling you now? I mean, everything is so dead even, but can you see a trend through it all yet?
There is no trend. This morning we show the president at 47%, Mitt Romney at 46%. When we go after those undecideds and ask them which way they're leaning, the numbers barely budge. It's 47-47. With the exception of convention bounces, this is the way the numbers have been for about 3 months.
Wow. All right. Makes it interesting. We continue the interesting chatter here on the Countdown, 21 after the hour.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So in the retrospective that we find ourselves in sometimes, things that you need to know about in conversation, as we summarize on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, what the discussions are, many of the news talk radio stations around the country each day and on the weekend, we pick a couple each day. The presidential race certainly is important material, and as we've heard from the president with the folks on The View, now time for the other side. From the Tonight Show, Jay Leno asked Mrs. Romney about the comment she made back 4 years ago, saying she'd never go through this this sort of race again.
Last week, you really put your foot down on something. You said you were on the show, and you said, "Stop it! This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring. It's an important election. It's time for all Americans to realize how significant this election is, and how lucky we are to have someone with Mitt's qualifications and experience and know how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country." Now, I love your honesty. I like seeing you get mad. Did you get feedback? Did you have focus people
actually
go, "Oh, that's wrong"?
No. I stepped out of the interview. I'm like, "Oh dear, was I a little strong?"
Yeah.
But no, I everyone I've seen is like giving me high fives. And
what was it that made you so angry?
Well, you know, I will tell you, Jay, that 4 years ago, it's a hard thing to do this. I will, especially, you know, being the wife and having to listen to all this stuff all the time. 4 years ago, I made a videotape. And on the videotape, I looked in the camera and I said, "Nett, this is for you, sweetheart. I'm never doing this again."
Oh, really?
Yes. And I showed it to him. And he looked at it, and then he said, "You know, Ann, you say that after every pregnancy."
Okay. So what?
Which is true.
Yeah.
And then if you have, you know, in those days, I never knew what sex the child was going to be. And,
right.
You know, the first boy comes, "Oh, isn't this great?" Second boy, "Oh, interesting." Third boy, "Oh." Fourth boy, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah.
And the fifth boy, and I'm like, "Okay.
That's it.
Very
funny. So what did change your mind this time?
I am 100% committed. I feel very strongly. I feel as though Mitt really does have the skill and qualifications to turn this economy around. There's 23 million Americans that are really hurting out there. Especially women have been hit especially hard. More women are slipping into poverty. I turned to him and I said, "Look, I know how hard the primary is. Been there, done that. I don't even want to hear about that because, you know, it's tough. I know how tough it's going to be an incumbent sitting president. I don't want to hear about that. What I want to know is it too late to fix this country? Is it too late to get it right for America? And Mitt said, it's growing late. It's not too late yet. That's all I need to know. You're the guy. You can do it. I believe in you. I know you do not. You will not fail. You're going to help Americans. Go do it.
I got you. Now tell us about, by all sort of accounts, last week was not a good week for the Romney campaign with that the videotape and the 47%. What was your take on that?
You know, it's a very frustrating thing because you try so hard to get your message out and you try so hard to let people know, you know, this is a guy that I know cares. This is a guy that cares for the 100%. And you don't like those things to get misinterpreted as to what, why we're running and how strongly I believe and how important it is that what Mitt can bring to this country. And so we care about the 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this guy through his entire life do the most extraordinary things. And the thing that I notice, there's two things about Mitt, that he cares and he's competent. And, you know, there's things that I've seen him do when he was a busy, busy executive and, you know, just starting our family and all these boys and all this, you know, confusion. But where do you find Mitt? You'll find him at the bedside of a dying boy. And who is he bringing there with him? He's not talking about doing something. He's a guy that does. He just goes and does. And that's who I know him to be. He's a caring person. And it's the ups and downs of a campaign. It's frustrating.
Ann Romney on with Jay Leno. All right, so we've heard from both of the campaigns, and now it's time for us to hear from you. Your callers on the status of the presidential race up next here on The Countdown.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you, hey, how's it going? Now, we've heard that expression, and I think once or twice I might have mentioned it on these vignettes. But there's a different way to approach it. How's it going? Try this on for an answer. Hey, forward. Huh? Yeah, forward. What does that mean? That means, hey, if someone asks you, how's it going? They're not asking you, are you standing still? They're not asking you about the past. They're asking you how it's going. You got to respond to them and yourself. Hey, I'm going forward. Now, the question is, are you going forward knowing where you're going? Are you going forward with anticipation and power? That's the answer. So begin to say, hey, I'm going forward and I know where I'm going to end up. Because I'm going to be able to achieve this and I'm going to be able to achieve that. Now, you might be saying, okay, that's a little bit hokey, but just try it. See what it does for your attitude. See what it does for your outlook. Here we go. How's it going? Forward. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
For many families, school means busy schedules that keep the entire family on the go, especially those families who are juggling school as well as extracurricular activities and sports. That's why it's particularly important to take the right steps, beginning with a few healthy habits. It's easy to get started. For children to adopt healthy routines, many experts agree that the whole family needs to be involved. According to Brandi Chastain, Olympic and world soccer champion, mom and mentor, to keep a family on track, you should incorporate a few simple rules for healthy living into your busy lives. Always be sure to drink plenty of water and get enough sleep. And don't forget to make time for healthy meals. When your children are constantly running from school to practice and back, however, it can be tough to get them to eat that perfect meal. If this is the case, add Libby's single fruit cups, which contain a complete serving of fruit, to your children's bags for an easy and nutritious snack. To learn more, visit www.getbacktothetable.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was re-elected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Continuing on the second half hour of this hour of the review, the daily review of the world of talk radio, the presidential discussions, guests on programs, what do they have to say, Mitt Romney at the Clinton Global Initiative in New York, and some nice banter back and forth between the two of them. By the way, this is the anniversary of the first of the presidential debates, the debates that were televised between Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy, this date, 1960. The debate was moderated by Howard K. Smith, reached 69 million people on the television and 17 million people on the radio. Pretty interesting, going back in history. Let's move to today. Again, the appearance of Mr. Obama with the folks on The View and then with Mrs. Romney on Jay Leno have some fodder for conversation. Let's get to it. 800-510-8255, starting with Tim in Culpeper, Virginia. You're thinking, has it changed or not since the race began, Tim?
Well, I don't really think it's changed a heck of a lot, but the thing, I mean, I mentioned with the screener there a few things, but basically I think it hasn't changed much, and I mean, I'm totally baffled how people who are supposedly intelligent, went to college and so on, fail to see the math regarding the debt and the deficit. I would personally like to see Mr. Romney come out and throw it right in the Democrats' face and say, okay, you want to raise these taxes on these wealthy people. We'll agree to increase the taxes 1% per year if you agree to a balanced budget amendment and to limit government spending to 18%. That throws it right in their face. And essentially, the president is a total con man. And I'm not trying to be that I'm biased or totally. The man essentially has lied in every single thing he did, starting with the fact that he would have the discussion regarding health care on C-SPAN open to public. And then Nancy Pelosi says, well, you got to vote on it, and we'll find out what's in it later. I mean, so personally, I mean, as if you're an objective, intelligent individual, We do have this debt crisis coming on. I mean, right after the, and in a sense, Romney needs to go ahead and tell people, look, we can save this. It's like Ann Romney said, you know, he told her, not totally gone, but it's close, and we can still save it. But he needs to tell people, look, this is going to be hard. Now, I'm a small private businessman, and every single small business that we do business with has essentially bled out the money that was made by them or their father or their grandfather waiting for things to get better. And they're not going to get better unless somehow we can get the average people here to work for a wage where they make a product. They talk about stimulus, and you don't hear anybody talk about stimulus in this sense, that when people get $2,000, stimulus used to work because somebody would go buy a bicycle for their grandson, then the people that made bicycles would go back to work, and they'd buy some towels made in North Carolina, and that would put those people back to work, and it would go through six or seven people before the stimulus was eaten up. Well, now, when somebody gets stimulus money, they go buy something made in China, and there is no stimulus. It's a joke. It's an economic theory that is totally dead. Now, admittedly, wealthy people, they go buy a new iPod every time they come out. But the accountants and the lawyers and all those other people don't realize that eventually the money that was made by people's fathers and grandfathers is going to be gone, and they're not going to have a job either.
All right, sir. Thanks for your input. That was a good long way for you to hopefully cure whatever ails you. 800-510-8255. Let's keep moving. Ron in California voting for President Obama.
If I going to have somebody fix Social Security or Medicare, I have to give them credit to say that whether I trust it or not. And if a person is going to fix Medicare and their premise was that they didn't want Medicare in the first place, they didn't want Social Security in the first place, then that's not a person I would entrust to fix Medicare. It's just very simple to me. If I'm already retired, thank God, but if a person is, they say, well, at 55, we're going to cut off the person at 55, everybody below 55 will have a different program. Okay, well, what happened to those 30? I started work when I was 15. So the first 40 years of that work now is not applied to my retirement or Medicare. That's something's wrong with that whole premise. It's just, that's not fair. A person pay into a program for 40 years, then when you get 55, you get the option of getting Medicare or whatever the case may be. George Bush tried the thing with Social Security. It failed miserably.
800-510-8255. Thank you, sir, for your input there. Dick Morris has written an interesting column on why the polls underestimate the Romney vote. Something to maybe chew on if you're a fan of Mr. Morris. Meanwhile, back to Steve, who's calling from Maryland on the Romney 47% comments.
I just wanted to say I am a 20-year-old college student. I'm conservative at heart, but when Mitt Romney makes the comment on redistribution of wealth, I would have to agree because it is hurting the economy. Even though I am a FAFSA beneficiary, I will say that. And as far as him making that comment at a private fundraiser, that's his own ideology and his opinion. So I don't believe that should affect his campaign in any negative way.
800-510-8255. No surprise that Ralph Nader isn't a fan of former President George W. Bush. After all, he ran against him in 2004. But Nader's even less of a fan of President Obama, if only because he thinks Obama was capable of so much more. On issues related to the military and foreign policy, Obama is worse than Bush, he said, in the sense that he's more aggressive, more illegal worldwide. This is something you can read on Politico.com. He went so far as to call Obama a war criminal. He's gone beyond Bush in drones, for example. He thinks the world is his plate. The national sovereignties mean nothing. Drones go anywhere. They can kill anybody that he suspects, and every Tuesday he makes the call on who lives and who dies. Supposed suspects in places like Yemen and Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that's a war crime, and he ought to be held into account. That's pretty strong stuff. That's like what LBJ did when we were in Vietnam. 800-510-8255. Maria in Pennsylvania on Mitt Romney.
I am supporting Mitt Romney. I believe that he will focus more on the job at hand. I think President Obama actually is not focused. He's just campaigning all the time, and he goes on all these talk shows, and he's not really dealing with the problems at hand. He's not, you know, paying attention.
800-510-8255. Is Mr. Obama paying attention? Michael in Arizona wants to see the tax records for Mr. Romney and college transcripts for Mr. Obama.
I'm a true independent, and I'd like to say for all the Republican callers and the Democrat callers, that's the problem with our political system is party politics. So, you know, as far as Romney releasing his information and Obama releasing transcripts from college, I think they both should release whatever us public request. The FBI and all do. They have to turn in, you know, to answer every question in their family and everything else. I'd like to see the 12 years, because this, you know, he's been known, he's been running for president for, God, not 4 years, 8 years. I mean, so he had a lot of time to do some manipulation here. And I'd like to say something about the president's transcripts. I mean, he ran on, I'm a constitutioner, I went to school for constitutional law and blah, blah, blah. If anything, he's destroyed our constitution. He hasn't released, I'd like to see his transcripts just as much as I'd like to see Romney's 12 years.
Dave in Nevada, there's just 1 year of Mitt Romney's tax returns he wants to see.
I don't want to see Mitt Romney's 10 years or 5 years tax returns. What I would like to see is his tax return from 2009. And the reason is this. I firmly believe he was cheating on his taxes and was caught up in the IRS investigation of the Swiss bank accounts. And the settlement was people would come voluntarily and report this income they were illegally hiding, and they would have to pay a fine, but there would be no criminal charges. And these fines and these penalties and these extra taxes were reported on the 2009 returns. It's my firm belief that Mitt was caught in it, Mitt Romney, and he won't release anything because he can't release his 2009 because it would prove that he's a crook.
All right, the Middle East, we travel there in a moment on the countdown.
Mmm. Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You ever find yourself not even wanting to ask people questions about their life or what they're doing because you don't want to take the time to really listen to their answer? I know that sounds terrible and cold-hearted, but if we're honest and admit it, we probably all feel that way at times. We can all get so caught up in what we're doing in our daily lives that we miss opportunities to listen to and love others every day. Words are powerful. We should all make a commitment to use our words to love people and build them up. But don't forget that we must first learn to truly listen. God has given us the ability to help other people. He has given us words, and if we use them properly, they can be life-changing. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, stocks of RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-TALK, the daily talk radio countdown show now with a focus on the Middle East. Here's host Mitch Henk talking about the new commercial from the United States that's running on Pakistani television.
The U.S. government is spending money running an ad on Pakistani television, such as state Clinton, which is a continuation of statements in recent weeks. Days and after the our ambassador was killed in Libya and three other diplomats, actually two security personnel, murdered on the anniversary of 9/11, which we were told for a week by the White House was a spontaneous reaction to an offensive video on YouTube, both from Jake Carney, White House Communications Director, and the ambassador to the United Nations, who said on all the Sunday shows after the incident took place, it was a spontaneous reaction to a video. Well, then on Thursday of last week, the White House finally said, no, it was a terrorist attack. It was coordinated. And the president said in Miami late last week that it was coordinated by extremists, but the mobs were manipulated and used the video to manipulate the mobs. So they've at least come to the point of admitting that it was a terrorist attack that used the video to rev up the masses. Now we've got the Egyptian president, Morsi, talking to the New York Times, saying that America has to change its ways to deal with the pent-up anger over the last 30 years, America's support of Israel, its lack of respect for Islam, the cultural lack of respect. There's been this narrative in recent days from world leaders in the Islamic world that free speech, you have to control it. People in the streets who don't necessarily represent the majority of Muslims, but the extremists who are burning the flag and hanging President Obama in effigy, blame the U.S. for the video. There's no ability to separate the government from the video because in those countries there is no free speech. So there would be no such video would be allowed. And so they don't understand. People don't understand. So I guess the president and the Secretary of State want to engage in educating the Muslim world that the government condemns that kind of thing. Here's the commercial that we're paying for on Pakistani television to explain the situation.
Since our founding, the United States has been a nation that respects all faiths. We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None.
Let me state very clearly, and I hope it is obvious, that the United States government had absolutely nothing to do with this video. We absolutely reject its content and message. America's commitment to religious tolerance goes back to the very beginning of our nation.
Do you think that is working when we go out of our way? We bend over backwards. Going back to the initial comment from the Cairo embassy in Egypt before the mobs even formed, that we condemn the video, we don't endorse it. In an attempt to tap down the tension, the reason for this commercial is to say that we didn't do it. We aren't responsible for it. Is that an appropriate role of the U.S. government?
Hi, it is a question left by host Mitch Hank. Up next, the president at the U.N. here on The Countdown.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now our focus on the countdown, a discussion of the president at the UN discussing Iran, the United Nations General Assembly talking about the U.S. doing what it has to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. He said that while there was still time for a diplomatic solution, time is limited. Let's listen in to some of the conversation in the radio world of David Bose, who talked about some of the remarks, the other remarks the president made.
I found this whole...
The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam.
I found that to be bizarre. I found it to be freak show. And I also found this notion, well, but to make it credible, we also have to condemn those... and criticize those who say are nasty to Jesus, right? Okay, so we have had cases where there's been government funding for offensive artwork. Does that mean Obama's going to take that on suddenly? Because usually Democrats are saying, oh, the Republican rubes, Neanderthals, rock throwers, and cavemen are going to be opposed to funding the arts, and it's such an outrage. Now, I don't understand why it is when you have to make decisions and you don't have money for everything, why you would have to subsidize the arts in that way anyway. There's plenty of ways for people to have art exposed right now. In fact, a friend of mine just did a Kickstarter project, which was really cool. It's beautiful artwork. It's actually worth supporting, right? But anyway... But oftentimes we find that our government ends up supporting art that's basically a big slap in the face, and it's not real art, it's just expression. But don't even get distracted. If you condemn someone who puts the crucifix in a urine vat, which I think is fine, you know, you say, as in, it's fine to condemn that, I don't think it's fine to do, but I condemn that, I think it's an outrage, and it's more of an outrage when government funds it. But it's not the same at all, and it's not even worth bringing up in the same sentence because it clouds things and it creates this moral equivalency. When you're speaking in front of nations where people are taken to the streets and 51 people have died, our own ambassador was murdered, along with three other Americans, and you have Christians persecuted in a bunch of these other countries, and you have laws relegating them to second-class citizenship, and then you're telling them, oh, yeah, well, you also need to condemn anybody who speaks harshly about Christ as well. And because even the condemnation doesn't mean the same thing. For these guys, when they're saying, hey, somebody slandered the prophet of Islam, there's a $100,000 bounty on this guy's head. Right? Now, you might think that the video's dumb. You might think that it was poorly done or cheesy or offensive or whatever. It doesn't matter that people are calling for his murder. And by conflating these things, the president's making this moral equivalency. I think this is one of the most cowardly, pathetic statements ever made by a president of the United States.
President, in a speech in the UN, says the attacks on America across the Muslim world over the past couple of weeks are an assault on the very ideals upon which the UN was founded. How many people agree with that? And how many people have paid close attention? We're trying to put these things into perspective on the countdown. Here's a clip from Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, where Alan Lodell talked to Middle East expert Aaron David Miller about what's going on at the UN this week.
The UN situation, and also whether or not it makes sense or is it wise for the president not to meet with these foreign leaders.
Well, it's silly season, first of all, so let's factor that into any charge or accusation by both parties that somehow this is why they're doing what they're doing. The fact is, UN General Assembly bilaterals, most of them don't amount to much. And, you know, if I were running for president, basically, I suppose I'd adopt the same thing. Right now, there's not a whole lot of heavy lifting that this president is going to get done, either with Benjamin Netanyahu, certainly not with Mohamed Morsi, who he's not seen either. That's true. Is it good politics not to see the Israeli prime minister? No, it's not good politics, frankly. So I think that's the risk to reward ratio on that one. As far as the consulate and the embassy is concerned, I think the administration did really issue kind of muddled messages. I understand they wanted to make sure they got it right, but the reality is what happened in Benghazi was not some sort of spontaneous eruption. I mean, from the beginning of this assault, it was clear, and it was an assault, well-coordinated, not to mention the second piece of it, which was the targeting of those Americans. So, terrorism, absolutely. There's no question about it.
Let me go back just a little bit earlier when we were talking about Netanyahu. Do you think that Netanyahu and conservatives set up the president for a fall on this, or it was just a bad advice that he did not meet with Netanyahu, even though they make the argument that he's not meeting with any heads of state?
Well, I think it was a combination of some things. There's absolutely a need for this president, this Israeli prime minister, to find a way to into a more functional relationship. And I mean, I watched presidents and prime ministers since Begin and Carter way back in the late 70s. This has got to be the most dysfunctional pair.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.